Yesterday was our first time to walk the hallowed grounds of Augusta National, and it was the perfect day. Temperatures right around 70, some sunshine. Everything was brilliant in that sunshine, and walking through the gates of Augusta National for the first time was a truly magical experience.
Boy, it was. From the very beginning, right where you get to the grounds, make your way over to one. And I think it was Junior who said, I think I hear piano music in my ears. As we're walking up here.
I heard this exact music.
Yeah. It was awesome. It's like I said before we got here, I never thought I'd have an experience like this, you know, growing up watching golf. And it was really cool. And when you got the one, that's what really struck me, the huge board that we've always seen. And that's the other awesome thing about this place. There's so many great things about it, but the manual scoreboards, that, man, that's a lot of man hours they put into those things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the giant one right off of number one, and that's where we started our day. Our plan was, hey, let's walk all 18. And we switched back throughout the day, but that's where we started, was number one. And you're struck immediately just with the beauty of it. It's just, even with the advent of HDTV, which I think has given you a pretty good feel of just the colors here and what it's like. It is it's like nothing you've ever seen. There's not a weed. It's just acres and acres of perfect grass, pine trees, and the thing that we've heard throughout the years, hey, you're not going to believe how hilly the course is. That is one of the hilliest courses I've ever walked.
Mm-hmm.
It is just about every hole has some sort of elevation to it, and that's the one thing that we've always heard through the years, it doesn't translate to TV, and it does not.
You know, I think because I had heard that so much, I was expecting it to be even hillier.
Were you really?
Yeah, because that's all I've heard about Augusta, is you won't believe how hilly it is. So I don't want to say underwhelmed, but to me it wasn't as hilly as everybody had made it out to be. And they say that from the lowest point to the highest point is only 170 feet, but it seems like it is kind of that on every hole.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just felt like I was just going up and then down a hill all day long.
I guess because I've been on some courses in Colorado, mountain courses, and to me those are so much hillier.
Yeah, a lot more severe.
Yeah, it's hillier than anything I think we've got in Texas. Although, you know, Dallas National's got some hilly stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess parts in the hill country. So I guess it kind of was like those to me.
And maybe I just felt it more. My knee felt fine yesterday, except for when we went downhill after about we'd walked 16 or 17 holes. That's when I started feeling it. But
why is downhill much more of a beating?
It is.
Because you just don't do it much, I guess.
Just,
yeah.
Oh, it just hurts.
Because you got break step on every step.
It is.
Because
you're torque on your knees
fighting
and everything.
Gravity, so gravity doesn't pull you forward and do a face plant.
So I was struck by that, and I was struck by the greens and trying to just recreate shots in my mind that I'd seen through the years. Seve's chip at 17, Tiger's at 16, and just those to me became even more remarkable after seeing these greens yesterday,
mm-hmm.
seeing how fast they are, seeing the bounces that you could take on the 13th green and how easy it would be to bounce right into Ray's Creek. Wow, that was just that was remarkable too, just to see how beautiful those greens are and just how treacherous they are. And we saw that with a number of players yesterday, thinking that they're in good shape, and the next thing you know, they're scrambling to try to save their par or maybe not make it worse than a bogey.
Yeah, the front nine, to me, a lot of those holes didn't look all that difficult. Again, it's all relative, but fairways were really wider than I expected. And some of those greens on the front nine looked okay. You know, they looked tough, but they didn't look impossible. When we got to the back nine, those holes to me looked impossible.
Yeah.
There were a lot of really tough drives. Like I thought 11 looked like an impossible drive as you start amen corner. 18 looks like an impossible drive. It's so far and through that narrow chute of trees.
Yeah.
And then some of the greens, like 16 green, looked like an incredibly tough green to pitch or putt on.
Yes.
The back nine looked like a bear to me.
Yeah, we saw some of the shots hit into 16 and the chips around them, and it is amazing how these guys are just playing such target golf. They know exactly where to hit it,
yep.
But even so, trying to judge the speed can be pretty wheels off for them at times. The other thing, you know, we've watched it so much over the years that it always kind of made sense, and I had this own map in my head about it. The only thing that looked to me nothing like it does on TV is Amen Corner. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have it pictured that way with how far back you go on 12, the par 3, after you play 11. I always just figured that there were fans that were right around there because we hear the sound of it, but the players go away from the crowd. They're behind the tee on 12T, so when they go down to the green and they go to 13T, they're away from the crowd big time.
Mm-hmm.
I never envisioned it that way. But it was, boy, what a great view, though, looking down at 11 green, looking towards 12 green and the 13th tee. That's where you see the azaleas back there. And just that view is just incredible.
That was the most memorable moment for me, was when we hit Amen Corner and we walked down 11. And when we got close to the green at 11, I looked off in the distance and saw the 12 green. And I told you guys earlier in the week, that's the hole I was most looking forward to seeing in person, because to me that's the most magical hole out here.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I thought, wow, this is really, really incredible.
This is special.
To a lot that goes on. And it made it all real to me, damn it. And I saw that because I think that's the prettiest hole in golf. There may be one or two. 8 at Pebble is pretty gorgeous.
And, yeah.
You know, just from what I've always seen on television. But when I saw that, it was like, okay, now I am officially at the Masters. But, yes, you have to watch it from behind 12T. So no wonder everybody there had binoculars, because I couldn't tell if the putts went in.
You couldn't tell what was going on.
Or really where the ball off the tee landed.
Yeah.
On or around the green. You are pretty far removed. So 12, the experience in person, you're far away, but 11 and 13 in Amen Corner, you can get really close. And I thought standing close to 13 green was the best view of the day.
Yes, that was my favorite part of yesterday, was the par 5, 13th, dog leg to the left, and do you go for it into watching players make that decision, and including Jason Day's shot right in front of us there was really incredible.
Yep.
That was awesome watching him hit out of the straw in between the trees and knocked it on in two. And then, yes, walking down by that green and just watching the approach shots. And
we saw Rory eagle that hole.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was such a beautiful setting right there. And this is why the course is closed May through October, so they can make it look like that. You don't have these greens burning up in this mm-hmm. hot summertime in Georgia. And that's why you get views like that, is because they take that kind of care of it. But, man, they have put together just a masterpiece here. It's just gorgeous.
It is so spectacular and pristine. There wasn't even a hint of a weed.
No.
No.
Weeds have no chance out here.
No weeds.
The only weed was in Corby's pocket.
There was not one wrapper anywhere.
No, no trash.
Not a soft flavor.
Except for the Snickers wrapper that Gordon threw down on 7.
I did not. Stop that.
They've got it.
Arrested.
They've got an image, and they play to that. They really take care of that property. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Can't wait to get back out there today for day 2.
So much fun. We got a lot of stories from yesterday and our hours and hours spent throughout the afternoon at Augusta National.